morning or good afternoon, depending on where you are in the world at this time. I am Cara O'Connor, and welcome to the Cara O'Connor Show. I am a guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and this is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I am here for you during these accelerated times on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to you to do, and you. I love you too, and I welcome you to join me as this is a call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want, but I do ask you to concentrate on what one is the most important, because that's one that was like go right into your heart and see what bubbles up first, because we want to get to as many calls as possible. One thing before we go to the phone lines, and I do want to give the phone lines out, the number here to contact us is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. Before we go to the phone lines, I did want to check in with everybody, because there's been we just finished the whole big weekend of the 888 event, and anybody between the Olympics opening, and I thought it was really wonderful when I heard about 9,000 couples over in Japan, China, being married that day, because they understood the importance of that day as far as how it was bringing in good luck and balance. And so a group of people, 18,000 people getting married that same day because of the energy. And so over here we had, of course, there was Olympics, but of course over on the U.S. side, there was many, many celebrations tapping into, again, the energy of that number. So what is 888 all about? Think of 8. If you turn it sideways, it makes what is called an infinity symbol. An infinity symbol is all about balance. And what this show about is about, and what every show about, is going down from yoga, going down to naturopath, going down to how to even clear Susie Orman and how to clear your taxes and get your money in order. All of that, no matter what side you come into it, comes back to energy and comes to balance. Because when you look at it, you can't get away from the energy component, no matter how much you want to push away from it and make it not be so that it's not an energy component. Science has already proven that we're energy beings having a human experience here, that everything goes down to energy. So when you look and start to look at everything energetically, it really makes your life a lot easier, because I call it the trifocal vision. It allows you to see the big picture as you're having this human-to-human experiences every day, and also understand that people can have underlining patterns, meaning subconscious in the psychology department. In shamanism, they call it the underworld. In all different traditions, they call it all different words. But the biggest thing goes down to orient the chakra system, going from the lower chakras, the first, second, and third chakras. So that's all about survival issues. So think of here, we're at this grand time, this pivotal turning point of awakening to who we really are, taking responsibility and accountability, and enjoying to take accountability and responsibility. A lot of times when I say those words as far as responsibility, accountability, change, a lot of people's energy feels shrink. They go down, their shoulders get heavy, and it looks like I see a world pop up at the end of on the back of their shoulders, meaning that if I take responsibility in my life, that means I got the weight of the world on me. And that's where you want to flip it around and turn it around, taking responsibility and accountability for your energy only. This cuts you free from everyone else around you, including those that are close to us, and that means children, those parents, co-workers, those that are in our inner circle. And it doesn't mean cut away and run away from them. It means that the only thing that you have ever had anything that you could change is your own energy field. You could bring the horse to water, you can't make him drink, you can't make anybody else change. So the only thing, the first step of empowerment, self-empowerment, is start changing yourself and your energy field. So here we are at this pivotal turning point where, think of, the heat is on in the kitchen for us to have help from our guides, from our angels, from the family members. for us to step up to the, think of step up to the plate, feng shui, whatever word that you want, meaning clearing out anything that you don't like that's happened in your life. Take a look at it, and again, look at it like above the, with eagle eyes. Look at the big picture. This is not about beating ourselves up. Think of knowledge is empowerment. So you're looking at this in the way that's empowering for you to get the answers. Let's say that you're in a dead-end relationship and that you keep on beating your head up against the wall because you're trying to get your partner to go up and see your view, to bring in more energy and life into the relationship, and they're just not budging. Well, guess what? That's their life experience right now, and it's even for us not to judge their life experience. The only thing that we can do is pay attention to our own experiences. So the highest form of love that we can do for a partner is to beam a love from our heart and to hold our heart space, because it goes beyond words. You're radiating heart love out of your heart energy. That goes beyond any ego words. It goes beyond any kind of a language of that sometimes words even get in the way. It goes right back to love. And so when it, regardless, again, whether it's a partner, a coworker, a child that feels out of alignment, the more you get yourself back into alignment, the more you clear yourself off, stand in your core, really hold your self-empowerment, the more you do that, you literally radiate out a signature of balance. Think of infinity eight and sideways eight going out of your heart. And that sideways eight goes right into the person's, again, energy field, goes right into their heart. And it goes beyond words. And think of it as defragging. So this infinity eight defrags the person's energy field. And so it allows them to have access to want, to desire more balance in their life. And this is not about control. This is not about my way or the highway. This is about the highest form of love. When we radiate out that heart signature to another human being, be it even strangers, be it those that are close to us, the more when we it helps balance us, helps us stay in alignment, helps us stay in that place of peace and joy, and also of totally self-empowerment. So here we're in this huge turning point, and this turning point is for us to really, again, be excited about clearing out a closet, taking that responsibility and doing it in a real empowered way, instead of thinking, oh my God, it's another thing of a list of things that I have to do, and many things that I have to do that I'm running out of time. I don't have any time to do this. That's all of that is looking with the eyes of the ego, to be honest. It's looking, feeling the pressure of what I call the third elevator. The higher you pull up your, the more you cleanse your energy field, the more it's like taking think of it as taking a shower. So the more you take, you couldn't think of going without a day without taking a shower. So think of your energy field needs to be cleaned daily and nightly, just like brushing your teeth. So the more you get in a habit of cleansing your energy field daily and nightly throughout the day, then you really start tuning in when you're out of alignment. And again, when you get out of alignment, you get hooked in. It doesn't feel good. You're engaged. All of a sudden, you find yourself arguing with somebody, or all of a sudden, you feel like you want to start a fight with somebody because something just got you aggravated. All of that is not our natural state. Our natural state is balance. Our natural state is empowerment. Our natural state is that of a master. And so as we are in this time of remembering that, reallowing that, reawakening our whole soul to connect to that part and reconnecting to that access part to ourselves, the more we will feel that within ourselves, the more we feel that within ourselves, the more we will have that to experience that in every single aspect of our life. And so speaking of aspects of our life, I do have a free teleclass tomorrow evening, and that's about getting in touch with your intuitive self. That is from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And you could get the phone number on the website. And the website is Kerrie, K-E-R-R-I-E, O'Connor, O-C-O-N-N-O-R.com. And that has, look on your events page, click onto that, and you will get the number and the access code. And that will be on for a good 2 months, 120 days. So that's Get in Touch to Your Intuitive Self. Tomorrow night, that's a free class, and that's also going into the class that I'm doing on August 24th, and that is Getting in Touch with Your Angels and Guides. That's a 2-hour class, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., That does come with the booklet that we either email you or we do it by post. And that is getting going into deeper knowledge as far as what are angels and guides and your intuitive self and how to connect with your angels and guides. And so that's a class I highly encourage you to take, even if you've had classes before. I think the more knowledge, the more empowerment you have. You can't have as much, you can't have too much knowledge, as far as I'm concerned. And so, knowledge as an empowerment, not knowledge as in a disempowered posture of teacher student. This is where we're really stepping into being in charge of our own driver's seat, really taking the knowledge and throw away what doesn't resonate with us and really feeling that more of that balance. Think of this as the month of the eighth. That's to remind you from the inside out to want that balance, create that balance. Anything that's not, that gets you irritated or pulls you out of balance is not anything that you want to put your attention on. What we put our attention on grows. So think of what you resist persists. It's the same thing with energy. The more we think about something, the more we literally put our energy onto it, the more it feeds it, just like a fire. If you put a thought, a stick to a fire, that fire gets bigger. And so think of that. We have tons of thoughts and sticks every single day. So you're directing your thoughts into that field of potential consciously, and then you live a more balanced life, and a more balanced life is the better, as you feel more, and again, in charge, and empowered, and really on target here. So that's what's up here. That's the hint of the month, actually. Whenever you see an 888, remind yourself, am I in balance? Am I breathing? Do I feel in flow with life? And if not, just to realign yourself. Take a breath, simple as it can be. So you'll be back. We'll be back to the phone lines. You'll listen to the Kara Connor Show.
Dr. Pat's giving away an iPod to a lucky listener every month.
Yep, every month.
All you have to do is go to thedrpatshow.com.
That's thedrpatshow.com.
Then sign up for our weekly newsletter. When you sign up for the newsletter, not only will you be entered to win the iPod, you'll also be kept up to date on all the awesome things that we're doing here at The Dr. Pat Show. So remember, go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up for our weekly newsletter. You can't afford to miss out on this.
Shree is the new high-quality liquid nutritional drink that was scientifically formulated with the sacred superfruit called amalaki and six other herbs rich in antioxidants and vitamin C. An ancient Sanskrit word, Shree, spelled Z-R-I-I, means light, luster, prosperity, and heavenly vitality, and is endorsed by the Chopra Center for Well-Being. After months of intense development and testing, a world-class team of physicians and nutrition scholars developed what they believe to be a product unlike any other the world has seen. Nutritionist Renee Marie wants to introduce Shree's powerful nutritional drink and prosperity plan to you today. For more information, call 877-411-6560, extension 2199. Visit reneemarie.myshree.com. That's reneemarie.myzrii.com.
The year 2012, and the great shift of the ages. The biggest story ever, and the clock's ticking. Tired of all the doomsday predictions? Jack Alice has written a blockbuster novel, Infinity's Flower, showing us a vision of the new world and the vital role we play in creating it. Find out how at www.infinitiesflower.com. That's infinitiesflower.com.
Visit the premier online store where science and spirit unite. Shop consciously, explore new ideas, and connect with your world at bleepstore.com. Find the latest in spiritual and documentary films, green living products, and online articles. Dr. Pat listeners receive 10% off with coupon code Dr. Pat. That's D-R-P-A-T at checkout. Go to thedrpatshow.com and click on Bleep Store to start your experience. thedrpatshow.com.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. Small, B-I-Z, Sherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit thedrpatshow.com and register now.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and you're listening. The number here is 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go right to those phone lines?
I would love to, and be more than an honor for me to do this. So we'll start things off with Jenny. She's calling in from Seattle, Washington. She wanted to know what avenue of healing is best for her at the moment. So Jenny, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you.
Hi, Jenny. How can I help you today?
Hi, Carrie. Thank you. Yeah, I am really interested in getting into healing, and I've been told by several different people that I would be really good at it, and it sounds very exciting to me. So I'm just exploring different avenues, and I'm wondering if you have any kind of thoughts for me on what avenue would be best for me.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any kind of, because when I look into your energy field, I see the green all around the top of you, and it's like, think of green all around your the top of your head up to 12 inches, 1 foot around you, even going up and around you, out your hands. So when I see green pouring out this person's hands, that means to me you came in as a born natural teacher, helper, healer. What I'm interested in is that this very blue platinum-y energy is coming in on your left side. I really like to see that because that's this divine feminine energy that's coming in. So when it comes into what healing modality, is there a better one or a good one or a better one? There absolutely isn't. Whatever resonates with you is the one that's going to call out to you. So I want to go back to, because I'm seeing the dad's pointing the number 222. Did something jump out at you the last 2 months, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 hours ago, 2 minutes ago that like hit you that said, I'd like to study that?
Well, yeah, around energy and because I do feel sometimes energy that comes out of my hands and my fingertips. And then the last couple of days I've been having, like, if I had a headache or something, I would just touch my head and say, you know, go away or whatever. And it went away.
Perfect. So that's confirmation for saying that there's a part of you. Again, when I'm looking at your, think of your colors as part of your soul signature. So you've already come in as a healer. So what the blue energy that's around you that's going into it from now to the rest of the year is you, like, fine-tuning it, you stepping into it. Like, I was, for example, I was born and I saw people from Jesus to Mary to dead, people that have crossed over my family and even strangers since I was little, but I had to fine-tune to understand, like, the tubes and balls. The balls were a chakra. The tubes were meridians, but they also helped me get from one place to another. It helped me to, like, tube travel, right, to get to read people, right? And so that was when I started studying something to get it all fine-tuned. So think of that, you come in again as a natural healer. And so I studied Reiki, and that held me ground. Then I studied EMF balancing, and then it allowed me to tap into my own energy as far as the 12-12 activation and all of it. So both of those, all three of those things are perfectly wonderful and perfectly fine. So it's whatever resonates with you is what I really want to emphasize. Whatever is calling to you, whatever resonates with you, you already being able to heal your own headache and hands, I'm not surprised because you come in here from generations of healers. And so think of the biggest message is whatever, again, pulls with you and resonates with you. Because what I see, especially when it gets into 209 to 2010, that you're going to be doing your own kind of unique healing. Like, it's not going to have a name to it. So, again, I'm a Reiki master. I'm an EMF balancing teacher, helper, healer. All of that helped me download my own thing that I saw since I was born. It's just like this 12-12 energy as far as the fifth dimension muscle activation. And so, but that the other healing techniques were very important because it gave me a solid, and I studied shamanism too. It helped me get into my body, helped me to use the right lingo. So what, as far as the language, as far as what chakras are and stuff like that. So whatever resonates with you, go for it, because what I'm seeing you pulling in is this unique energy that has to do with actually the fifth dimensional grids that are being brought onto the earth at this time. So I'm not surprised you're really feeling that pull. So going into that, whatever makes you feel good, as far as I'm seeing you, like I call it spiritual 80 days. So you kind of get a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of that, and then you'll be able to tap in and do your own unique thumbprint as far as healing. So you dabble, like in Reiki, they have hand placements, but then as soon as you go to the second class, they say, oh, with the, by the way, those hand placements, yes, you could use them, but use your intuition. If you feel like you're going to their feet, understand that Reiki travels everywhere, including across the world, so you know, you could, you know, you don't have to use those hand placements. So it's being able to really exercise, like the being able to, it's more about having, holding it in your core, Jenny, than it is about learning and remembering it. So really stepping into whatever calls out to you as far as, like, I want to take a class in this. And then it's really just really grounding in your own natural healing ability. Okay?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because that's what I've been feeling. Like, I want to try this and that and this and that. That must explain why I'm a little confused on to what I should focus toward,
Right. So
thank you.
Understand that there's no kind of, like, think of all roads lead back to home, right? So all roads lead back to home. So there's no right or wrong. It goes back to what makes you, like, what do you want to learn right now? But it also goes back to the big circle of, I'm seeing that when it comes back down to what you're doing is bringing in your own unique healing energy that really resonates with you. So just start. Already understand that you're already doing the healing and you're fine-tuning. And it's really important, even part of the process of the healer is the healed healer step. The wounded healer stepping into the healed healer. So that's where you're turning that point right now. You're stepping into the healed healer. And that's a really important part of anybody's development, is stepping into the healed healer versus the wounded healer, okay?
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Keep up the good work, and I tell you, you're on the right path. Very good job.
Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome, hon. And Benny, why don't we go to one more phone before, do we have time?
Yeah,
Benny?
Absolutely. I think we can sneak on another caller. We'll take Sarah now. She's calling in from Renton, Washington. She's got a good job right now, which I do too, and so do you. We all have great jobs, but you know what? She's thinking about something else. We're not quite sure. Maybe you can look into it. So, Sarah, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi,
how are you? Good, Carrie. Things are kind of crazy at work. I have put in for some other things, and I just wonder if you see me moving anywhere anytime soon.
You put in for other things? I'm sorry, you kind of went in or out.
Yes, I put in for some other jobs.
Okay, all right. How come, first of all, when Benny said whistle while you work, do you really like where you're working right now?
Yeah, I do.
This is what I'm seeing. Before you say anything, I'm seeing a paternal grandfather coming in, and I'm hearing whistle while you work, and then I'm seeing the seven dwarfs, right? So it's all on your right side, right? And also, I'm seeing again a paternal grandfather coming in, and he's giving you a quarter. Whenever I see a quarter, I first of all want to recognize the name George in and around the lineage, and I can be a person that's still alive, too. But when I see the quarter, like, giving you a heads up, right, so they're throwing you the quarter, that means, again, a heads up, and also means, like, over the next 4 days, 4 weeks, 4 months, because I take the quarter into a quarter of a year, right? And so that's good. Pay attention to seeing the 444s, because that's the grandfather paternal in particular coming in to help you, and especially, or not even help, just say guide you, wants to be introduced, and especially the way he comes in, it's like he's way off from the side, so that means to me that, like, he died a long time ago, you didn't really feel connected to him, and he wants to come up to connect to you during this time right now. Whistle while you work, when I'm hearing that, it's like making, like, you can, we all can have a job, right? But this is where, especially, he's been knocking, I'm hearing somebody's knocking at the door. When I start seeing, that's a song, it's like when I was younger, so when I'm in my mid-40s, so somebody's ringing the bells, and I think it was done over again. Benny, do you remember that song? Do-do-do-do-do. Someone's knocking at your door, somebody's ringing the bell.
Keep humming another bar for me, maybe I'll pick it up.
All right, I'll sing it to Benny during the break. But anyway, with that, pay attention. When they start singing songs, pay attention again. songs and literally knocking on doors and ringing bells. Like all of a sudden you could hear ding, ding, and like even elevators, like you could be going up an elevator and pay attention to the thought you just heard, right? And again, when they start singing songs, and especially when I don't remember the names of them, it's like he wants to know that he's in and around. And again, the last 3 to 4 days, 3 to 4 weeks, 3 to 4 months, and actually he showed me as far as a move and giving you a heads up, it's like the one, like, going into the next 3 to 4 weeks is what I'm getting into. I do see a move coming. It's like a surprise, though. It's like you think you're going one way, but it ends up being the other way, but it's all good. Do you understand it? So he's saying that things are going to be clearer, especially the third week of September is what he's saying, showing me. And so pay attention to seeing a lot of threes and fours, talking to him, and there's a part where when I'm saying whistle while you work that you have been, it's not anything that you haven't been putting your attention on. Think of what we think about grows, right? And that's positively okay. And negatively. Like, even like, I got to get out of here. Okay, believe me, that's a prayer that they hear up there. And so that's also a commandment from your free will of saying something's got to give, something's got to shift, right? This is for everybody, not just for you, sir. So think of that. The dads are coming in saying, I'm hearing you again over the next 3 weeks to for 3 to 4 weeks. They're doing that changement. You could even put 3 to 4 applications in. I'm seeing one comes in that at first you could say, oh, geez, well, it's a stepping stone. I don't see you being very disappointed, but it's like, oh, it's a stepping stone. I could get from this place to it's a start is what the feeling is. But then it ends up being like a surprise twist, like I'm watching an Agatha Twist Christie movie. But you have a smile on your face, and so there's a surprise twist to the end, and so it all ends up being beneficial for you. How I would go that to read that, and is the job wise is like what you expect, that thought it was way out, like that you wouldn't be able to, that the place is, think of something not opening up till that you heard of December, January, and then all of a sudden you hear an opening up in August, I mean, in the end of September, I mean, middle of third week of September. Third week of September is very significant for you as far as what the dads are saying. So that means, yes, they're giving you a heads up. Be prepare. This is all good. And again, this is, you've been preparing for this at least the last 3 to 4 years. And so now it's time for you to take it out there, okay? And we're going to go to the break. You're welcome. You're listening to Carrie O'Connor Show. We're going to go to the break. We'll be back.
Is one of your loved ones in crisis, or would you like to empower your family to prevent a crisis from occurring? Crisis Intervention Coaching has a goal to empower every family to overcome any challenge with education, strategy development, and ongoing support. Take the first step to create workable solutions and empower your family today. Visit crisisinterventioncoaching.com or call the 24-hour hotline at 888-592-8400.
Hay House invites you to a glorious weekend retreat in Tampa, Florida. Meet more than 30 of your favorite authors for the inspiring, uplifting I Can Do It conference coming to Tampa this October 3rd through 5th. Join Wayne Dyer, Sylvia Brown, Caroline Mace, Colette Baron-Reed, John Holland, Marianne Williamson, and more for a weekend of spiritual discovery and great fellowship. It's the I Can Do It conference for life-changing good times. See details at icandoit.net.
Does how you think affect how you feel or what you have? Do you want to achieve outstanding business and career goals, have a better relationship, or improve your health and fitness? End the excuses and get immediate results with the help of HUNA, Ancient Wisdom, Modern Application. What if you could attract money and abundance to you like a magnet? Donate excess weight and maintain your ideal state of health, or create the kind of relationship you've always wanted. With HUNA, you'll discover how to eliminate disempowering beliefs by using self-empowerment tools. The HUNA Prosperity Weekend will be in Los Angeles, October 4th and 5th. Join Matt James December 13th and 14th in Seattle at the HUNA Prosperity Weekend. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com to register. This incredible workshop is only $95 for a limited time. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
discover what the meaning behind sacred spiritual space is and how it can be a healing part of your garden or home environment. Mary Fonts, registered nurse and landscape specialist, teaches about using nature, artifacts, healing energy, and angel readings to create sacred space. A spiritual garden offers methodologies that bring peace and healing to your special place. Call 508-339-5444 and visit aspiritualgarden.com. That's aspiritualgarden.com.
Today's nutrition tip is about fabulous fiber. Fiber keeps us regular, lowers cholesterol, lowers blood sugar, fills us up, and prevents colon cancer. The daily fiber target is 20 grams. Avocados have 12 grams, raspberries and blackberries 8 grams, acorn, squash, and artichokes 6 grams, beans 8 to 12 grams, sweet potatoes 5 grams, apples 3 grams. I'm Karen Bentley, creator of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet at www.sugarfreemiracle.com.
Do you wish you could trust your instincts more? Do you wish you were able to make decisions by confidently following your inner guidance? Maureen St. Germain, a modern-day mystic, road warrior, mom, and former corporate CEO, can help. Here's her tip of the week. When was the last time you knew what you should do, but you didn't trust your gut, and you later wished you had? Next time this happens, write it down, even if you didn't act on it. Writing it down in a journal will serve as a reminder to your subconscious that these intuitive hits are real. Maureen St. Germain has the tools and proven successes to help you connect with your highest wisdom. To find your best course of action in all circumstances, check out Maureen's tools for transformation, meditation CDs, Akashic record readings, courses, and more. You can find Maureen at angleangel.com. That's right, angleangel.com.
For the people, by the people. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Benny, that's exactly the song I was thinking of, and I want to give a big hand to Benny. He's just such a helpful guy. Jenny, that was, no, Sarah, that was to you. Paul McCartney sang that song, of course. Somebody's knocking the door. And anybody that does not know, that's Paul McCartney. He's part of the Beatles. And so when somebody does a song just before we get another caller, it's really significant in the way that I was very young during that song, but to get the name Paul across too, and McCartney, and even Benny, even though he seems like, here, I'm in Connecticut, he's in Washington, that he was a significant part of this, of going out and finding us. And so even pay attention to a name, Benny, Paul, McCartney, and you can separate all those names. And so, and even Terry, Carey, that kind of name. So that's all for Sarah as far as the grand aunt, you know, from Benny to from the grandfather, as far as pay attention to heaven, knowing that all those people around there, they're to help you and not to about spooking you out and knocking on bells, and it's all about support. Somebody's sitting there supporting you. So thank you, Benny, for that. And why don't we go to the phone line?
Yeah, it was my pleasure. And to be honest, a caller called in and gave me the tip and tipped
yes,
off. And
right,
of course, then
right.
I used my good old friend Google, and he helped me find the lyrics just to make sure.
You're right. Thank you for reminding that.
Yeah, no problem. So I don't want to take full credit. I'll thank our listeners as well. And let's now go back to the phone lines. We have Cheryl. She's calling in from Redmond, Washington. She's in a career change position as well. She's not happy with her current job. So let's bring on Cheryl.
Thank you, Benny. Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Very well, thank you. And you're not happy with your job?
No. Uh-uh.
First of all, is your father crossed over?
Yes, he has.
Okay, he comes in first, and he's showing me Walter Matthau's face in the play Grumpy Old Men, and he's also pointing, do you remember when he did the, I think it was Grumpy Old Men number 2, and he was married to Sophie Loren, or he had a crush on Sophie Loren. I don't
right.
remember that part.
Uh-huh.
But, all right. So I want to get to the name Walter. I want to get to the name Walter Matthau, even as far as Dad recognizing Grumpy Old Man, where his face could look. And then he's showing me my friend Lynn, who is actually turned into, she was my very best friend since sixth grade, is an accountant now. All of these are significant because Lynn could be a Linda. Accounting could be into bookkeeping, and your dad wants to recognize when and why he's showing me Lynn is that her face could look mad when she was studying or thinking of things, and she was actually a very shy child like myself, and so people would think, God, she's always mad at something, and she was not mad. She's one of the most delightful people and still is that I know. But so pay attention to all those names, because those okay. names do not have to be dead people. They could be live people. And also, when they do a sign of, think of your hand going out in front of your face and like pushing, like getting like smoke out of your face or something like that. That means to me, Cheryl, that means coming into your life, that they're helping guiding these people in and around your life. So they're bringing support that could be crossed over or people that you could be meeting, Cheryl, and all of it. And actually, Dad then goes, and he puts a toxic waste mask. So he's recognizing a lot of toxic waste energy as far as where you're working at, right? And he's making me feel like more around people that are toxic, to have toxic energy, that kind of deal. And so it's really important for you to make sure when you're in those situations when people could be like misery likes company, very toxic, that you have your armor gear on, that he's putting one of those mouth things on, you know, those kind of odd things that even they have a thing around your head, your face, so you don't breathe in. So think of that. A, he's recognizing this. B, he keeps on showing me the number 11111, 11111. And I also feel like I want to say happy birthday, November, because my birthday's in November, and he's showing me this. And then also the 11th, my sister's birthday, Tara, is on the 11th so of November. So I want to recognize the name again, the number, to the name Tara, the number 11, and also from you to now to 11, okay? And so from this is from August to November, as far as in ones numerologically, and especially when I see 11s have to do with mastery, have to do with new beginnings, have to do with, like, right now would be the time for you to go for it, Cheryl, as far as, get again, recognizing there's a lot of toxicity, clearing it out, put on, making sure you put your energetic suit on when you go to work, and then start looking out. Have you looked for new jobs or try to get out of there?
I was kind of trying to maybe do a website and make money off of the internet. I sell foot bath machines, so I was going to get together a website and do maybe that.
Okay. Well, I absolutely would. And you kind of went in and out. I didn't hear you were working on a website.
It's a website. It's my business name is Detox Yourself Center, and I would have things that detox yourself, like foot baths, machines, and body wraps.
Well, that's detox would be perfect for your dad's thing.
That's
so think
why.
Of that's the perfect analogy. So what Dad wants to, A, first of all, have you again on that seat. B, if there's a part where he, actually it's kind of funny, it's like that he showed me that it's something that he wouldn't have done in this lifetime, not if his life depended on it. You know what I mean? He's just showing me that he was like resistant or like would have to study all the details. He's showing me reading the little details, which would delay life, right? So think of where on the right side, where it's like we can make sure all the things are in order and everything, dotting the T's, crossing our I's, especially from now to November, as far as having you go out and getting out of where you are and having a different, bridging over to, you have the website, so are you creating that into a different job yet?
My goal was to stay where I'm at just to make money and then get this website going so that then basically I could possibly maybe live off the website money rather than, going out and actually physically looking for another job.
Okay. You were in and out with that, but it really doesn't matter. That's the beautiful thing of energy, because what he's showing me, again, from August until November, there's a part of you starting new beginnings that lead to mastery. That means that especially you confirmed it when you said it has a detoxing thing and he comes in with toxic things. So it means that, like, from right now, and especially from now to mid of till actually it's interesting. It shows me 9/11. And again, significance of 11s around you. Do you see 11s around you, or why does he now he's bringing me to 9/11? So there's what's the significance to 11 to you? Do you see a lot of them? Is it somebody's birthday anniversary when somebody crosses over?
Well, today's the 11th, but...
Oh, it is the 11th. I didn't like
And my birthday was yesterday, but...
Okay, there we go. Okay, all right, all right. Because he kept on... Usually I don't ask that to people. I'll just go on, but he is insistent on... So this is where... All right, yesterday was your birthday on the 10th. He's given you the 11th. I didn't even recognize that today was the 11th. And so especially... So think of the best birthday that he could give you is, like, think of... when they give you 111 as far as new beginnings and then have as mastery, that means it's 11-11. It sounds so little, but I can't tell you. It's such a big deal. It's like winning the gold Olympics. It's like, think of not only starting new beginnings, it's like doing it with mastery. So that means anywhere, Cheryl, in your life that feels, again, then he shows me the toxic machine where it feels toxic, like getting yourself out of toxic situations, getting yourself out of toxic relationships, toxicity anywhere, in any corner of your life. And sometimes there's a part where, again, I keep on seeing these where it shows me these direction things where, and I tend to do this myself. My friends call me the researcher because I always have to think, why would somebody do that if they could do it a different way? And so I have to think about it and look at it, and I have to look at all these different things when sometimes I just need to get the heck out of there and back up and wonder from a different thing, or not wonder at all, because then it's like delaying my energy, right? And so I really had to learn as far as when am I delaying, when am I putting off, and when am I going to, where am I going to step out and say, you know what, the best thing that I could do, just like I was talking about in the beginning of the show, is the only thing I'm in charge of is my own energy. The more I shine it out, the more I connect with people as far as with unconditional love, the more it helps attune them. So Dad is, again, wants to recognize the whole toxicity, recognize getting out of there, going into changing your jobs from this whole month, 444, from now till the month from now to this day, because he keeps on, you know, he's recognizing August 11th, to September 11th and September 11th to 11-11 as far as November 11th as far as very significant jumps in the career. And then I'm seeing you as far as resting on your laurels. Again, it's in December 11th. So pay attention. I've seen a lot of 11-11s in the first place. Second place, anywhere in your corners of your life where this toxic, get out of it, because believe me, we could be, this is time to clear out. It's what it is. It's like there's a real acceleration for us to clear out all aspects of our life that feels, again, especially where the air needs to be cleaned, where it's very, very foggy. And so then you see a clearer picture, and it helps you go forward, step forward, and especially in the job department. It helps to, like, magnetically pull that job to you. When we're all foggy, it can't pull to it. We get the opportunities are, like, we can't see them as clearly. So the clearer we are, the more we step ahead as far as our hopes, dreams, and desires. And that's working with the energy. And again, the 11s are all about mastery. So working with the energy, Cheryl, and it's okay. The best gift your father could ever give you, okay?
Thank you so much, Carrie.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Happy birthday. And you're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be taking a break. We'll be back with you at the top of the hour.
Be the first to join your favorite Hay House authors on the next I Can Do It at Sea. Come aboard a luxurious cruise ship and meet Greg Braden, Brian Weiss, Sonia Choquette, and many more. The 7-night cruise to Alaska on July 11th through 18th, 2009 includes soul-nourishing workshops, spiritual cinema movies in your cabin, autograph sessions, and amazing ports of call. This is a vacation you'll never forget. Cabins are limited. Reserve today. HayHouse.com.
Alma Laki is the keystone of Cherie's nutritional drink because it's botanical for cellular rejuvenation. Alma Laki's common name is Fruit of Immortality, and for over five centuries, this fruit has been utilized for enhancing immune function and increasing vitality. Scientists have documented Alma Laki's healing properties as a powerful antioxidant, promoting healthy blood sugar and cholesterol, possessing anti-inflammatory effects, and supporting a strong cardiovascular system. Ayurvedic practitioners believe that this fruit can simultaneously detoxify and rejuvenate the body. For information about Shree's product and prosperity plan, contact nutritionist Renee Marie at 877-411-6560, extension 2199. Visit reneemarie.myshree.com. That's reneemarie.myzrii.com.
Karen Ram
Ramsey of RamseyInvesting.com has been a certified financial planner for over 20 years. Ramsey Investing provides balanced, smart investment management to a broad range of people through the online web service RamseyInvesting.com. They are fee-only managers who do not sell financial products. They invest your money for you, track it, and make adjustments as needed. You don't have to worry if you're in the right investments or not. That's their job. Visit RamseyInvesting.com. See vibrational healer and psychic Sonia Choquette live in Seattle. Sonia shows you how to claim and follow your intuition. Plus, she'll answer questions and give powerful audience readings. How to accept your intuitive gifts is an all-new lecture. See Sonia Choquette at the Washington State Convention and Trade Center in Seattle on Saturday, October 18th from 10 to 5 p.m. Seats are limited, so call now at 1-800-654-5126 or visit HayHouseEvents.com.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Man, if it weren't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all.
Oh, whoa, whoa. You need a shift in perspective.
I know. I want to change, but I just can't seem to make it stick. My relationship, my job, my finances, all hitting rock bottom.
Well, you know what? You should enter Dr. Pat's Holistic Makeover Contest.
Oh, no, not another makeover.
Don't wait just a minute. Don't jump to conclusions. It's not just another makeover. It's a makeover from the inside out, the kind that really works. Dr. Pat Show is bringing together practitioners from all across the country to work with three lucky listeners to change their lives for good, dude. Now, seriously, here's the deal. Like Dr. Pat says, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? Now you get all the help you need to become the new you.
Okay, how do I enter?
Well, all you got to do is go to DrPatsMakeover.com for all the info and to enter. That's DrPatsMakeover.com to finally become the person you've always wanted to be.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. And Benny, why don't we go right to those phone lines?
Absolutely. We have now Pat standing by. She's calling in from Bellevue, Washington. She's feeling a little cold lately, and not to other people, that is, because we like positive people, and well, I like positive emotions around here, but she's actually got a little bit of a health issue, so let's see why she's feeling cold. Pat?
All right.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Since last winter, after I had a seizure when I got off of medication, I've been really cold. I don't know if it has something to do with that or maybe my thyroid, but my body temperature has been running 95, 96. This summer it's been up a little bit, but I'm afraid when the winter comes again, it's going to go back down. Mm-hmm. And I've tried working with some energy medicine and different things, mm-hmm. but I still tend to be cold. Is there anything that I can do to change this, or can you help me with it?
Well, one thing when I'm looking around your energy fields, I look at a fogginess around your thyroid that's not quite in your physical body yet, but it's right merging between the mental bodies and the emotion bodies. And so when I see fogginess, that means to me thyroid and thyroid support. And have you got your levels checked by somebody that does not look at lab levels? Because when, first of all, remember, my body temperature normally runs like 95, 6, and that's what I run naturally, right? I also was undiagnosed with hypothyroid for a long time, but even when I was younger, I was always kind of naturally cold. And so then when my thyroid started going, I normally run, like my blood pressure is very low and my body temperature is very low. And part of that was actually a sign that I wasn't really in my body a lot. So when I got more ground in my body, my blood pressure went up slightly. I still tend to run low, but my body temperature has always run low. So there's a part where I'm seeing that as the energies that are coming down, your temperature is going down. But think of our temperature can be going down as our vibration goes up, right? So our vibration, we're going up to, think of what I call that 100-watt light bulb to that 1,000-watt light bulb. That actually means in our physical body, our temperature going down. So, when I turn you sideways and I see a fog around, again, that emotional mental body, that is connected with your thyroid, I'd absolutely want to go to a naturopath or somebody that does not look at lab levels. I always talk about a website called thyroidpower.com, written by an endocrinologist. I got to actually get his name. And he wasn't able to diagnose his own wife, who was an RN, because they kept on looking at lab levels. And so they have a test, 1 through 20 questionnaires. And then they also have a resource page on the end of a doctor or the endocrinologists that are around your area that do not look at lab levels, because most doctors, and it's an epidemic, and most people look at lab levels, and this is when we're turning around and waking up that most people feel better with a TSH with 1 and below. And so most doctors don't go for that. They think that within normal limits. So when I'm seeing you at like 2-ish and 3-ish and you're already starting to do the Cole thing, I'd really want to revisit the thyroid and your vitamin D3. I think a vitamin D3 needs to be up next to 50-60 milliunits at the lowest end of the scale. And that, again, a lot of doctors miss it. That's another epidemic. Actually, Oprah Winfrey had Christine Northrup a couple weeks ago on the TV talking about it. She actually said between 30 to 50 milliunits. And from what the endocrinologist I work with, that's on the low side. We want 50 to 60 for that to be on the low side, not 30, because 30 is still low. And vitamin D3 has to do with our endocrine heart and everything. So really getting that checked out is going to really help you a lot.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. And Benny, why don't I go over a couple more events here?
All right, sounds like a plan.
All right, so we have the teleclass tomorrow night, and that's a free teleclass all about your intuitive self, and that is from 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 9. It will be taped, so if you're not able to listen to that time, you can go to the website, www.carrieoconnor.com. and get all the information. Also, that follows into, but you don't have to listen to it, but it's the Angels and Guides in Intuitive Self class. That is a teleclass. It's on a Sunday. It is on the 24th, and that is it's an expanded two-hour class. It gets in-depth information, and it's different from anything that I ever did. So if you ever did an intuitive class with me before, I'm covering different things. I'm getting into angels and guides and describing things more than I have before. So that's 2 hours that comes with a workbook, and also you'll be able to have a CD and access to that afterwards if you're doing something on the 24th. And so you can get more information, again, on the events page at CarrieOconnor.com. Also, remember, we have free energy exercises that you can email the office and say, can I please have the free energy exercises that Carrie talks about on the Dr. Pat Show? And the email is union1111@yahoo.com. Again, that's union1111@yahoo.com. And for any kind of private readings, I do private readings all around the world. It doesn't matter if you're by person or phone, as you can see via the readings on the telephone. You can make an appointment via email or by calling 860-887-1201. Again, 860-887-1201. That's all the contact information. That also, again, is also on the website. So you could, that's where you could reach us. Ew, that's all the information I can give out that I can think of. And Benny, how's the weather over there?
Well, obviously you need to fill in some time here. Apparently, no, it's cloudy skies in Seattle. We're looking pretty good today. You know, the Dr. Pat Show is wonderful, and we're glad that you're on with us, actually, Carrie. I mean,
yeah.
You've been on for quite a while now, every Monday at the same time slot, 11 a.m. You know, that's Pacific Standard Time. I think I only got like 5 minutes left in my shift, too. I think I'm ready to bail. You know what I mean? But if you're also listening to the outlying areas, you know, we're in St. Petersburg, Florida. We're also down in Australia. If you didn't already know that, yes, folks down in there, they'll get an encore show of the previous weeks down there. So we're all over the entire United States. But actually, Carrie, since we got a couple of minutes there, have you seen anything about the Olympics? Are you following up with Beijing?
Yeah, I heard that the opening was absolutely unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I also, what fascinated me was the 9,000 people, 18,000 people together that got married, the 9,000 couples. And I heard that it was absolutely amazing. Actually, a friend of mine, David, we were talking about it before I called in, and he was saying that he really felt like it was just, the show was just amazing. It was really China just showing its energy, its mark, and then having the mm-hmm. the people all doing the Tai Chi all together is also bringing that divine feminine. So I heard it was absolutely gorgeous. I don't watch TV, I don't read the papers, but I do see stuff when I need to see, you know, stuff mm-hmm. comes to me. And so when I need to see it. So I heard it was absolutely wonderful.
I think it's definitely one thing that I've noticed when they're doing the recap and the following of all the athletes throughout the, you know, of the Olympics, you know, they're going back on some of individual athletes, like a few of the gymnasts. They're actually incorporating a lot of the Tai Chi, a lot of the yoga yes. energetics in their routine before and after, before they perform, which is fantastic. And, you know, currently, you know, China does lead the medal count in the Olympics. Wow. So, I mean, you know, props to them and, you know, props to, you know, our athletes for America, you know, they're doing the best that they
absolutely.
Can. And
absolutely.
I think it's definitely worth looking into.
Absolutely.
All right. I think we got about time. Go ahead and wrap her up.
All right. So you've been listening to the Carol Connor Show, and may you align with the divine.